This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG as well. I did get a message. Someone said, Travis, it's called X now. It's mama named it Twitter, so I'm going to call it Twitter. I'm just telling you right now. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. Get at me there if you want me to read any messages on the show. Some people don't feel comfortable calling. You can also text the WEEI listener line as well, 617-779-7937. A lot of texts coming in. I started the show by saying this week of Super Bowl coverage has bored me to tears. I could care less. This game is not exciting. The Chiefs are not exciting. Neither are the Eagles. There's no personalities. There's no soul. There's nothing drawing me in. You know, it would be cool to see a three-peat, but that's, you know, that's game day. I mean, all of us will be watching tomorrow, and it's exciting watching the Super Bowl. But I was just speaking to the week leading up. I can't remember it being as boring as this. I'm usually very hyped up. There's a ton of storylines that interest me. And this time around, maybe it's because we've seen Eagles-Chiefs recently. I don't know what it is, but I am not intrigued at all. So we're taking your calls on that, 617-779-7937. We also had some Chiefs versus the Patriots dynasty debate talk as well. You can get involved in that. And I'll recap all that stuff in a moment. But I also had a throwaway line, so I thought, of just saying how I was really venting, to be honest, of how earlier this week they closed school for my kids off of the threat of snow. Like, there was literally nothing coming out of the sky, and they closed school, and I was so confused. And I was like, hell, I'm from Maryland. They shut down school for 2 inches of snow where I'm from. Like, that's never happened to me. They never shut down school for the threat of snow. And I thought, there's no way in hell that that's happened forever here. I know I didn't grow up here, and I appreciate all the love you guys show me as an outsider. You've made me feel at home, and I'm hoping I'm with you forever. I never want to leave. I love New England. But with that reality, if I can make that a reality, that means my kids are going to grow up here, because I have young kids, 8 and 6, and I moved here 3 years ago. So, you know, yeah, they were born down in D.C. and Maryland, but, I mean, if I can make my career stay here the way I want it to, they're going to be Boston kids. And I hate the fact that this generation of Boston kids, I mean, my kids aren't going to have any I walked in the snow to school stories. I mean, that's lame. I want them to be every New Englander I've met since I've been here. You guys are rough around the edges. You're tough. You're no nonsense. You're blue collar. You drink beers. I like it. My kids aren't going to be like that. I mean, what? They're going to be like I am. They're going to get nervous when it snows. I have an excuse. They don't have an excuse. Like, what is this? So because of that, the phone lines have lit up like a Christmas tree. And I got to tell you something. Before I go to all these calls, Bill, Rob, Steve, and more, like, just stay with me here. I appreciate you. But I got to tell you, first of all, here's another reason some of you New Englanders like me, I've learned. You know, I've got a couple messages here. Travis, this is a sports show. Why are you talking about the weather? Because I could do what I want. That's why. Other than that, I love all the people of the world. And I believe in world peace. All right, let's go to David. Let's go to Bill on line one. All right, Bill, before you go, I have heard of this blizzard of 78. Now, I was not born, but when I moved here, I had a coworker who left when they found out I was like a little nervous about snow. And, you know, he's an older gentleman, and he said, let me tell you about the blizzard of 78. So I have heard some stories. So give me yours, Bill.
All right. So you got me?
I got you, brother.
All right. So I'm old enough, obviously, to have lived through the blizzard of 78, too. I have two younger sisters, one of which who happened to be born during the storm of 78. Mm-hmm. So in order to get, you know, they ended up shutting down all the roads because we didn't know what we were dealing with at that point. We didn't have the meteorologist or anything like that.
Right.
My father would suit us up, and we walked 8 to 9 miles to the hospital every day to, and, you know, he brought my other younger sister and carried her back in one of those red sleds, and we walked back and forth to the hospital every day during the blizzard of 78 to see my mother and newborn sister. And that's how it used to be. You're right about them being soft these days.
Yeah, those days are long gone. Let's go to Rob on line three, David. Let's go to my man Rob, who has a snow story for me. Bring it, Rob.
Hey, Travis. Thanks for taking my call.
My man.
No, I just want to say back in the day, there was a lot of elementary schools in the neighborhood. So we always walked to school. We had the Wonder bags on our feet with the green boots that leaked. So it's totally different now. There's so many more cars on the road.
Yeah.
So I understand because I've seen bus drivers and we don't want to put our kids in those.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, the Super Bowl, I can't believe I'm saying it.
Yep.
But I want the Eagles to win it.
Yep.
Because Patrick Mahomes gets carried by the refs. What do you think?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. And I'll tell you, I heard that a lot during the Patriots dynasty, too. And, you know, I think I have a unique perspective because I'm not from here. And so, and I've been working in this industry a long time. I covered the Ravens for a long time. I mean, that's a franchise that absolutely hated and despised the Patriots dynasty. And I covered a lot of those teams. Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs. I covered those teams. Flacco. I covered the team that beat you guys and went to the Super Bowl. So I used to hear that a lot with the Patriots dynasty, too. All the refs are carrying Tom Brady. And I'm going to tell you what I thought then, and it's exactly what I think now. BS. Now, is that to say, you know, you don't get the benefit of some calls from time to time? Sure you do. But I also seen the Patriots get screwed by the refs sometimes. So, you know, I just think that's a lazy, I think it's a lazy narrative. I think a lot of people don't appreciate greatness. And I do appreciate greatness. But the Patriots dynasty was fascinating. The Chiefs dynasty is boring AF. Let's go to Steve on line four, David. Steve, what's going on, brother?
Travis, how are you, buddy?
Good, man.
I got a couple of things I want to tell you. First of all, about the school issue. I'm an older guy. I'm 72. I was born in 1953. So the blizzard of 78, I was 25.
Wow.
My wife and my daughter are both teachers, and it isn't the kids. It's the administration shutting the schools down because of a safety issue. 2 years ago, they had a bus in my town of Winthrop that slid, and it was a day like, you know, the other day. It wasn't a lot of snow, very little, but it iced up a little, and the bus slid into a stop, and it hit two people. So I think they earned a side of caution now, which is, it's all right, but, you know, we had school the other day. My town had school. But some of these places, like, you're right, they shut it down before the thing even hits.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say about that. And on another note, the blizzard of 78, I worked for a company, Sunbeam Bread. I worked, you know, doing route sales.
Yeah.
And there was no power in the tunnel. If you remember, Michael Dukakis was the governor, and they had a travel ban on. You couldn't be out unless you were essential. So I was a food distribution, so I could be out. Mm-hmm. And I was coming through the Callahan Tunnel into East Boston because my route was going to be there in Salem. And there was no lights in the tunnel. It was the weirdest thing ever. I had headlights in my truck. And just for like a second, I shut them off. When I tell you I was scared within an inch of my life, put them right back on. But it was so crazy. When I come out of the tunnel, went up the highway, my truck was like a UPS truck, right? You know, those type of trucks that door on both sides.
Yeah.
Looking out the windows on both sides, you could not see. All you saw was snow. The snow banks were 10 to 12 feet high. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
It made like a tunnel all the way up Route 1. And we were told to stay on the main roads only. We had people coming up to us with garbage bags from their stores on the side streets to get bread. Because there was no bread, no milk, no eggs. As a matter of fact, I stopped at Westland Creamery on the second day we were out. We didn't get out till Wednesday because it snowed Monday. That was the night of the bean pot. And I stopped at Westland Creamery because they couldn't get out. They were all parked outside. We parked inside of my company, so we got out. We were lucky. And I picked up 100 cases of eggs and 100 cases of milk. Ooh. Put them down my middle aisle. I'll never forget, I got to my first store in Salem. I said to the guy, "Want some milk and eggs?" He goes, "Don't be a wise guy. I'll throw you out." I said, "Look, if you want, I'll give you 10 cases of eggs, 10 cases of milk." He goes, "Are you serious?" I says, "Yeah." And we two-wheeled it in. And you couldn't keep things on the shelf. As fast as it came out of the truck, it was gone. It was amazing.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, it toughened up guys like me. Now, tomorrow, I'll be outside, and I shouldn't be doing it, being 72. I'll be shoveling. I'll be clearing my spots, my neighbor's spots. You know, but that's, you're right. I think we're a little more hardy than some people. Yeah. I'm not saying we're any better. But we've been schooled that way. Because we lived our lives, we had some terrible winters when I was younger.
Yeah.
You know, 1963, the St. Valentine's Day blizzard lasted 4 days. So, you're right. I mean, they, I understand why they do it, but it doesn't help the kids either. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bigger topic, right? But, like, let's just look at college sports right now. What's going on in college sports? NIL, kids are getting paid, right? Transfer portal, "Oh, I don't like this school, I'm leaving." What are we teaching? Like, okay, so you just talked about, and a lot of the callers, I appreciate it, and texters, you guys went through hell. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but you're walking in snow. This is survival stuff, right? Going gets tough kind of stuff. And now, it just feels like in society in general, it's like, man, these kids are like, "What can you do for me? I can't play here. I can't get playing time. Okay, I'll leave. Oh, you can't pay me more than this school? All right, I'm leaving." I just don't like, it's like a societal issue to me. By the way, a text liner just said, Travis, they close schools if they can't get the sidewalks clean. So I didn't notice that. I mean, the roads are fantastic, but, I've almost died several times. Trying to walk down a sidewalk around here. Let's go to Gary in Watertown. Gary, welcome to the experience, brother.
Oh, how you doing, Travis? Let's see. As far as snow goes, yeah, we had a good time with it. You know, I grew up like in the 70s. We would play street hockey. You had you could play ice hockey. There were places to play on lakes. We would scrape off the driveway and play some basketball. We played tackle football on the street because you had the snow sort of covering the street. So we were kind of tough. We went to school and we basically waited on the radio sometimes the day of.
Yeah.
Of if we were going to school or not. And that had to be, you know, a couple feet of snow.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, 12 inches or more, it seemed like, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I told a story earlier, Gary, how, you know, even my generation, you're older than I am, but my generation, so this would have been, you know, 90s, like, we had to watch the local news and the ticker, like the NFL draft. And where I lived in Maryland, I lived in St. Mary's County, so that, you know, it was alphabetical, and that was S. And I had to sit there forever. It was an S show until I knew whether or not my school was closed or not. Let's go to Kelly on line five. Kelly, do you care about the Super Bowl at all? Or am I tripping? Or are you with me? Is it boring to you?
I do care about the Super Bowl. Obviously, the run-up to the Super Bowl and all the media coverage is pretty boring.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I don't know, for example, I remember being a kid and when the Packers were in the Super Bowl, and I'm learning about all these guys on the Packers. I'm like, oh, yeah, this running back guy. Oh, this safety guy. Okay. And I learned about those guys. Years later, I still knew those guys because I saw them featured on that Super Bowl. I know every freaking guy on the Chiefs. You know, I know about Travis Kelce and his girlfriend. You know, I know about Mahomes and his house got robbed or whatever. Like, I've heard all the stories. I get it. But I got to say one thing real quick, dude. You said you're new to the area. You've been here a couple years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to get on board with the program, and here's the program. Right. It is not a cool thing. You said, oh, if they win three in a row, that'll be cool. It is not a cool thing if they win three in a row. I'm actually from the DMV myself, Springfield, Virginia. I pretend I'm from D.C. You know how it is. But but it's been 20 years. But no, you know, the thing about up here is you got to support your local teams. Everywhere they support local teams, but here more than ever, especially whoever the main guy is on the team. So, like, you can never trash talk Brady. You can never trash talk Tatum. Just giving you the heads up, you know, because you're the new guy here. But I'm definitely rooting against the Chiefs. I'm not going to go catastrophic like my buddy did, but I'll give you a quote from a diehard Patriots fan since the day he was born. He said this, and I'll let you go.
All right.
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, it would be worse than 9/11.
Well, that's stupid. But I tell you what, I don't care about what people think about me. Let's establish that first. I think I want to start there. Let's unpack there. You know, you said you got to root for the local team, and I don't root. I'm a professional. Okay, that's what I am. I'm a broadcaster. So I'm going to tell you what I see and tell you how I see it. That's all there is to it. And I think it would be cool to see a team three-peat because we've never seen it done. So I don't really give a rat's ass what anyone thinks of me. If the Chiefs three-peat, great. I like seeing greatness. I don't, you know, what do I care? If the Eagles win, awesome, because that team's more talented than the Chiefs. I think we can all agree on that. I mean, top to bottom, that roster is filthy. So, you know, I don't play the whole, you got to do this. I don't have to do anything. How's that sound? Other than that, I'm a great guy. I am looking up fun facts of the Blizzard of 78, though, because I wasn't around here and I wasn't even born yet. And it's pretty fascinating things. When we come back, your phone calls. We will talk Super Bowl. I have yet to give you a prediction, so I'll give you that when we come back, who I think is going to win this thing. And then coming up at 5, we'll switch gears. We'll talk NBA because they went crazy this week. I actually think the NBA was more entertaining than football was because of all these trades. Listen to this. I couldn't even believe this. 8 NBA All-Stars have been traded in the last week. Is that not an insane stat? 617-779-7937. Give me a call if you want to talk Super Bowl or a Blizzard of 78. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG as well. You can message me there. You could text me. I mean, listen, we got all the business. We do sports talk radio different. And if you dig different things, if you dig unique things, then you dig the experience. And I dig you back. If you don't, you know, go have a Coke and a smile. Thanks. Here's what's trending with my guy, David. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins are currently playing the Vegas Golden Knights at home. The Bruins are on top 2-0. And goals are from Nikita Zadorov and Brad Marchand. The Celtics are on the road at Madison Square Garden tonight against the Knicks. Tip-off is set for 8:30 p.m. The Seas are 1-0 against the Knicks so far this year. The Boston College men's basketball team is in action against Syracuse. The Orange are currently leading by a score of 34-27 at halftime. You can hear the call of the game right here or on WEEI AM 850. Super Bowl 59 between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs kicks off from New Orleans tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. You can hear Westwood One's coverage of the game right here on WEEI. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG as well. We have been partying. I mean, they say time flies when you have fun, right? This is producer David and I's first time working together. And, you know, we texted last night and I told him, I was like, listen, man, like my show's different. I am shot out of a cannon and it's going to be high octane. It's going to be high energy. And I was actually just texting with one of my best friends who was like, yeah, man, like once you start talking weather in New England, it's on. And I was like, listen, like I think this is a good, I hope someone out there is hearing me for the first time, is hearing this show for the first time, because this is exactly what I've built, you know, really my whole career on. I've always been different. And I can remember like early on in my career, I remember one time I had a boss tell me, like, man, your laugh is really obnoxious. Like, how you laugh. Like, you need to, like, when we're on air, you need to watch how you laugh. And I remember I didn't say anything, you know, reckless back, even though I was thinking it. But I remember thinking to myself, like, I'm not going to change who I am. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I'm one of those people, and I think this probably drove my parents crazy. But I'm just one of those people, if you tell me to not do something, I'm a complete a-hole. Like, I will do, I'm going to do what you told me not to do. And so early in my career, you know, I had a lot of bosses. It wasn't even necessarily haters at the time. I got haters eventually, but I had, like, bosses. You know, you're too loud. Your laugh is aggressive, or you're too, and I just leaned in more, actually. Like, it helped mold me as a broadcaster, because I met a lot of people in this industry who talk completely different off camera or off air, off the microphone, than they do on air. Even like, what do they call it? Like shock jocks, like people that get on and say the most outlandish, stupid ass takes. And they really just do that to get a ruse out of you and to get clicks. You know, they call it clickbait, right? To get clicks or for you to call into the show and tell them they're a moron or something like that. I've met those people, those broadcasters, you know, in normal life, like out to dinner or just in the hallways at a job or whatever, outside of the studio, they're not like that. And then you'll ask them, like, bro, why'd you say X, Y, and Z? And they're like, ah, that's just part of the shtick. That's just part of the. And it's like, I just never wanted to be that, ever. And I never have been. I've stayed very true to who I am and very authentic to who I am. And that's the kind of show I do. I mean, I came in today, I did a regular open to the show and talked about the Patriots Chiefs dynasty and compared them and all that. And then I made a comment about the weather and I got 1,000 phone calls and the texts are still coming in. I actually just got a really cool story on the text line that said I was 2 years old in the blizzard of 78. My father pulled me in a sled 10 blocks to Dunkin' Donuts, which, of course, was open during the blizzard. We got a dozen donuts and coffee. We put it all in my lap in the sled, and he pulled me back home. First of all, that's a great story with you and your dad, whoever you are. And secondly, I wish your dad could have played for the Patriots this past season because he's clearly a beast. I mean, they could have used him. Can he catch? They could have used him as a receiver or something. But, you know, like, I do what I want. I don't like when people tell me, you know, this is a sports show. Talk sports. How's this is a Travis Thomas experience? Do you know what experience means? Like, you feel something. So whether you love or hate me, good. Like, that's a point. I'm not a cookie-cutter show. I'm not a cookie-cutter broadcaster. That's why, honestly, let me tell you, I told the story earlier of how, you know, I auditioned for Nesson, right, 3 years ago, and I clearly got the gig. But my agent, when he called me, the first words out of his mouth after he said, have you heard of Nesson? And I said, have you heard of Air to Breathe? Of course I have. And say, okay, good. They, you know, they're doing a new show. They're looking for a host. And you know what he said to me? And I've never forgot it. He goes, you'd be perfect for Boston. And I never followed up with him to ask, like, what that meant. Because at the time, you're just trying to get a gig. But he was right. Like, I've been here 3 years. Everyone's been awesome to me. And it reminds me a lot of being back home because you guys drink a lot of beer. Check. Maryland. Check. You love your sports. Check. And you love your seafood. Check, check, check. Like it's like being home here. It's just colder. And I got to deal with snow better. But I love it here. And I think, you know, a lot of it is because all of you are very, like, honest people and unique and true to who you are and authentic. And that's who I am. And I'm not chasing that for anyone. All right. Let's refocus. By the way, can I just give this real quick and then I'll move on? The blizzard of 78, which I was not born for. Unprecedented snowfall duration. The storm produced heavy snow for a record-breaking 33 straight hours. Oh, my God. Like, some of this stuff I'm reading doesn't even feel real to me. It had hurricane-force winds, some gust exceeding 100 miles per hour in some areas. That is insane. Car abandonment. Due to sudden and heavy snowfall, thousands of cars were abandoned on the roads. Many were buried under snowdrifts in Boston. That's insane. So, I mean, listen, I wasn't born then, but, I mean, I've had a lot of calls today of the blizzard of 78, and you have a home here. I don't care. I'll take any. Listen, let me make it clear now, and you can follow me, too, at Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. I will anytime, any place ever take any old school stories. It doesn't even have to be the blizzard of 78. I've always been fascinated with Boston. Never visited it when I was a kid or anything. But I've always been fascinated because of the sports tie, right? So I always respected this town. And so I'll always take any stories from anyone of old school Boston. I think it's really cool. So there you go. 617-779-7937 if you want to get involved there. Now I'm going to pivot back to the Super Bowl. So I told you to start the show. You know, obviously tomorrow I'm going to be fired up just like you are for Super Bowl Sunday. Who isn't? But I have been really disappointed with the week that has been. Like, leading up to this game, I'm usually hyped. There's storylines I care about. Outside of the three-peat, which I do think it would be cool to see a team do, you know, I don't really care. Like, the Chiefs are boring. There's no real personalities. They say all the right things. Like, even the Patriots, the early iteration of the dynasty, all those big personalities on that defense. I mean, those guys were awesome. You know, from Vrabel to Ty Law to McGinnis, Brewski, Wilfolk. I mean, all of them were, like, personalities. It was cool. And then later dynasty, Gronk was a personality. Edelman was fun. Brady didn't give you much, but he was so great that he was fascinating. Belichick and his grumpiness. Like, it was a fascinating dynasty. I wasn't bored. The Chiefs are boring me to sleep, bro. And then the Eagles are great. They're talented. I think they're going to – listen, I'll get into predictions in a minute. But they're boring as hell. So I don't – I'm just bored. Like, this week has sucked in terms of Super Bowl coverage. And I'm going to talk NBA next hour. I think the NBA stole the thunder. I really do. I mean, all these trades, that's awesome. I've talked more NBA this past week than I have my whole career. And I've covered the Wizards and now the Celtics. Like, it's fascinating to me how boring the Super Bowl week has been. But I also talked about, you know, I do see a lot of comparisons between the Chiefs dynasty and that Patriots dynasty. Mahomes is not greater than Brady. We all know that. And he's got a long way to go. He's going to have to get more rings because Brady already beat him head-to-head twice in big games, including the big game, right? So, you know, he's going to have to become the Lord of the Rings. You want to be greater than Tom, you better get more rings than him. And then there's still going to be people that say, well, he beat you head-to-head, though. And we'll see. So that feels premature, the Brady Mahomes stuff. Even Gronk Kelsey, I love Travis Kelsey. He's a Hall of Famer. I'll tell my grandkids I watch Travis Kelsey. He ain't better than Gronk. I mean, Gronk is the greatest blocking tight end of all time. That's the end of the argument right there. As far as receiving goes, you could debate who the better receiver is. I'm still taking Gronk. I mean, his size matchup nightmare. He was clutch. The hands, if you threw it in his zip code, he was catching it. Sure, the knock could be, you know, he got banged up a lot. I'll give you that. Kelsey's been more healthy. I'll give you that. But Gronk's a better, you know, all-around overall tight end. The only real place I could see a debate is the coach. You know, Andy Reid has played with so many different quarterbacks and won with so many different quarterbacks. Well, you know, Bill without Tom, it doesn't work. And so I you know, I'll take the Andy Reid argument. Especially, listen, I'll be honest, if they three-peat tomorrow, that might be the end of that. Andy Reid may be the GOAT. So, you know, I think it's a fascinating conversation. As far as the game goes, you know, on paper, this feels like a blowout. I think the Eagles could blow this team out. But when do you see the Chiefs get blown out besides never? I mean, I just told you how boring they are personality-wise. I actually think stylistically, that's where the Chiefs are exciting. You know, they're in close games no matter what. They play crappy teams close. I mean, they play crappy teams. They play great teams. They're always in a really, really tightly contested game. And that's exciting. So because of that, I can't go blowout. But I am going to go Eagles. I am. Listen, you know, we've been talking about Kelsey and Mahomes and this dynasty and Andy Reid. But Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, those receivers the Eagles have, man, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, how about that freaking defensive line of theirs? I mean, this team, I don't really see any weaknesses on the roster for the Eagles. And say what you want about Nick Sirianni, I can't stand him. I think he's a moron, but he doesn't get in the way. I mean, if anything, he's smart. He just, hey, guys, go out there and play. Like, maybe he does a little rah-rah speech or something, but, I mean, this team is filthy, man. So I can't go blowout here. I'm going to go Eagles in a sort of boring defensive game. I actually think the defenses will be on display. I think we're going to get chess match here. This will not be a, you know, offensive fireworks show like we saw a couple years back when these two got together, which, by the way, was a great game. I mean, can we all admit that? Can the show say amen to that? That was a fantastic Super Bowl. I mean, Jalen Hurts really outplayed Patrick Mahomes, if you want to be honest. But he had one mistake. He had a fumble. Chiefs picked up, went the other way. That was a difference. I do not believe Jalen Hurts makes that mistake now. This kid is one on every level. High school, college, NFL. He's just a winner. He makes, and when you're a winner like that, you make winning plays in winning time. You understand? Jalen Hurts learned from that Super Bowl. I'm going to go Jalen Hurts MVP. I think he stands in the pocket, makes some big throws to those receivers I was talking about, because I think the Chiefs defense and Spagnuolo, I think those guys are going to take away your strength. So not to say Saquon's going to get shut down. He's too great of a player, but I don't think you'll see those big home run hitting runs, right? They're going to take that away. I'm going to go Eagles 26, Chiefs 20, and I'm going to take Jalen Hurts to be the difference with his legs and his arm. He'll probably get a tush-push touchdown, and then he'll throw one to A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. That'll be the difference. I'm going low-scoring, defensive, hard-hitting. This will actually look like an old-school kind of game. You know, for those of us who love defense, we sort of miss it. I think we'll see it Super Bowl Sunday. I'm going to go 26-20. Eagles win. Jalen Hurts My MVP. There you go. What say you? Let's go to Tom, David. Let's go to Tom on line one, who wants to talk Super Bowl with me. What's up, Tom? Who do you got tomorrow?
Hey, Travis. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. And I think what you said earlier, in spite of that idiot caller making that comparison,
yeah,
I think
stupid.
The three-peat would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, the three-peat would be cool. Why not root for – I'm born and raised a New England fan of all the teams, and why not root for greatness and see something we haven't seen before?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a little bit older than you. I was 8 years old during the blizzard of 78, and I remember sitting at a table – with a candle, and my father taught me how to play poker that day.
Wow.
So that's where I was.
What a life lesson. That's a great memory. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. Let's go to Harris in Roxbury. What's up, Harris? Who do you got tomorrow in the big game?
Oh, I got the Eagles, and don't sleep on Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be the two X-factors in that game.
Yeah.
But quickly on the snow in Boston, I want to talk about Snowmageddon and the April Fool's Day storm. And what was so crazy about Snowmageddon back in 2015 mm-hmm. is that we got like 120 inches of snow between January and March.
Wow.
And it was so bad that, well, in a good way, snowplow drivers
yeah.
were literally like paying off their mortgages because they were making so much money because they were just plowing just like every week. Every snowstorm, we got like 15 to 20 inches every single snowstorm, every single week. And it was so bad, they didn't know where to put the snow. So they was creating these snow parks where there was just mounds of snow just everywhere. And it lasted till like June.
Wow.
That's how much snow we got.
That's a lot of
April
snow.
Fool's Day storm,
yeah.
In the April Fool's Day storm, we got like 25 inches of snow on that day. The very next day, it was 70 degrees, and it all melted.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. By the way, before I go to break here, I want to pose a question to you all. You know, if you had to take the Super Bowl teams out of it, so take away the Chiefs, take away the Eagles. If I told you you couldn't pick the Chiefs and you couldn't pick the Eagles, what teams would you pick? Would you pick to make next year's Super Bowl? So you cannot take the Eagles and you cannot take the Chiefs. Who would you take to be in the Super Bowl next year? That's a question I pose to you as I go to break right now. When I come back, I'll give you my answer and I want to hear yours. 617-779-7937. You can message me as well, Travis Thomas Experience on the gram or Twitter. But if you couldn't use the Eagles or Chiefs, who would you take right now? Who would you put money on to be in next season's Super Bowl? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, but this show is kick-ass. Travis Thomas Experience taking your phone call. 617-779-7937. I don't think that's how the song goes. Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and Twitter. Get at me. So listen, I posed this question before we went to break. I said, if I told you you couldn't use the teams in the Super Bowl, so take out the Chiefs, take out the Eagles, and I asked you who's going to be in the Super Bowl next season, who would you take? I got a couple messages here. Buffalo and Detroit is kind of overwhelmingly coming into me. Buffalo against Detroit. Not bad picks at all. You know, kind of feels Captain Obvious, right, to take those two. I'm going to tell you why I'm not on Buffalo. I don't mind Detroit, although that's not my answer, but I at least understand it. I think I'm out on Buffalo and Baltimore. I'm going to tell you why. I think there's something to be said psychologically to losing to the same G-damn team and quarterback over and over again. Like, at some point, I watched this with Gonzaga forever, and I'll never forget, I was actually on the radio when Gonzaga played, I want to say it was Butler, some years back in the Natty, college basketball. And I remember saying this on air, and the phone lines went crazy of people calling me saying I was stupid. So, you know, Gonzaga College Hoops had, you know, had been the one seed forever and ever, amen, right? Every tournament, going back many moons, they were the number one seed. And it's because they play in that cupcake, you know, conference out west. And they would just beat the hell out of all those colleges, you know, by 30, 40 points. And then you'd get to the tournament, and you'd look good for the first couple rounds. And then once the competition, you know, you get to like Sweet 16, Bill, the competition got real, they would lose. And so when they finally got back to the title game, I think it was it wasn't Butler, it was Baylor. David, can you look this up just so I'm not crazy and tell me the year? Baylor-Gonzaga Natty. So I'm 1,000% sure it was against Baylor. So they get back to the Natty, and I said at the time on the radio, I said, listen, I don't think Gonzaga's going to win this game because psychologically they don't even – they're just happy to be here. They're happy to be in this Natty. Baylor is a tough team that at that time it got there from defense and scrappiness, being tougher than a $2 steak. I said they're going to win this game because Gonzaga plays cupcakes. Yes, they made it to the Natty finally, but I bet you psychologically they don't even think they should be there. They're so used to getting whacked early in the tournament. Was I right?
2021.
Okay, there you go. So, listen, I've had a lot of drinking nights, David. There's a lot of black spots in this medulla oblongata. You know what I mean? So, anyways, sure enough, they lose. Gonzaga loses. And I wasn't wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I was right. And that's how I feel now about the Bills and the Ravens. I think with Lamar and Josh, yes, they're talented. Yes, they're going to win MVPs. Yes, they're going to break records. They're not going to beat Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. I'm at the point now, if I had to guess, so I'm taking the Chiefs out of it in the AFC. If I had to guess the AFC title game, no Chiefs involved, I would take the Texans learning now. That's a young team, been to a couple playoff runs. They've lost. C.J. Stroud's only getting better. I really like their coach. D'Amico Ryans can coach his tail off. Stephon Diggs comes back healthy. Joe Mixon. I like what they got cooking. I would take a shot on the Texans. And, Burrow's the only guy who stood toe-to-toe with Mahomes, but I don't trust his franchise. I think they're going to lose T. Higgins and probably pay Jamar Chase. So now all your money's wrapped up in receiver and quarterback. Your defense is going to suck forever. I think I would bet on the other Harbaugh. I'll take a shot on Jim Harbaugh here, having a big offseason for the Chargers. I'd take Texans-Chargers in the AFC title game. In the NFC, I don't have a problem with the Lions. Most of you are sending me Lions. I'm fine with that. I'll go Lions. Listen, I don't think it's going to be as easy for the Commanders. The Commanders were under the radar. I love Jaden Daniels. But there's going to be expectations on that team. You know, year one to year two is very difficult for quarterbacks. I'll give one more shot here to McVay, Stafford, and the Rams. I think they got to go for broke this offseason. I know they're losing Cooper Kupp, but they got to get some more players in there to take one more shot. This is Stafford's last stand. So I'll go Lions-Rams in the NFC title game if I can't have the Eagles. I'll go Lions-Rams, Texans-Chargers in the AFC. Super Bowl, I'll go L.A. I'll go Rams-Chargers. And, you know, I'd probably take McVay over Harbaugh. Although if Harbaugh gets back to another Super Bowl, it'd be hard to bet against. I'd probably put my money on the Chargers. So I'll go Rams-Chargers. If I had to do that. So there you go. 617-779-7937. Who would you take? If I told you you couldn't have the Eagles and Chiefs, who would you take to make next year's Super Bowl? When we come back, I'm going to grade the coaching hires in the NFL this offseason, including the Patriots. And I'm going to talk this Hall of Fame class. I have a lot of feelings for this Hall of Fame class. So we'll do that as well. And then, you know, I am going to transition after that to NBA talk because all these trades are insane. I got to get to that. So 617-779-7937. If you want to talk Super Bowl with me, give me your predictions. I'm officially 26-20 Eagles. What say you? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.